Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Dennis Werner, who is the General Manager of Burtep Waste in our hometown of Santa Clarita, California. Dennis, can you believe it? For nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Dennis, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me on here. Burtep Waste Industries is a privately owned company. We basically pick up trash and recycling from Bakersfield to San Diego, from the Pacific Coast out to the Nevada border. That's our footprint. I'm running the division in Santa Clarita. I've been running it for 10 years and have been involved. It's a great family-owned company owned by Mr. Burr, as in the name Burtep. And we just recently were awarded the City of Santa Clarita franchise, where we will be replacing waste management and picking up an additional 53,000 houses and all the apartments added to our commercial and the county route. So it's quite a big deal. It's a lot of fun, keeping me a little busy recently. And going to your question, my first recommendation is to recommend people to go to New Leaf Training, because that's where I met you. And running Burtep, you know, when you're running trash, it's logistics. We're kind of like UPS. We're picking up something from point A and taking it to point B. We don't process. Burtep does have landfills and recovery facilities, all that, but my job is a hauler. I'm picking up stuff up from point A to point B. We'll take care of it. So that is our motto. It's on our literature and everything. That, and that was derived by the owner, because years ago when he was driving a trash truck starting the company, he basically was called and said, somebody at 1122 Main Street, you didn't pick up their trash. And he's like, I was there, I picked it up. And they're like, nope, you didn't pick it up. So he's like, he goes back out there, and now the trash is out and it's a mess because the trash can had fallen over. He had two options. One, he could say, I was here and your trash wasn't out or whatever. Or two, he's just like, we'll take care of it. He just picked it up. And that is what we do as a manager. It makes it easy. Somebody calls up, oh, I got this big problem, blah, 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 blah. And we go talking to my office managers and everybody. We're like, it's their fault. We know. But guess what? We'll take care of it. It's the first decision on our call tree, just on our flow chart. Just, we'll take care of it. And it's very simple. So we use that one. And then we use Blameless Before Men and God. So if we're not sure, like, should we get that permit or should we do this, or, you know, should we do that? Let's do it, because someday it might surface and then we didn't do it. And then we're like, oh my gosh. So we just go ahead and do it. You can't drive all of the trucks, and that forces you to realize you have to have employees and you have to treat the employees well, because if they're not treating the employees well, they're not going to show up and drive all the trucks. And you have to understand, it's a different mindset of people who drive trucks than management. And you need both types of people. For example, I don't think I could drive to work at 5 a.m, get in a trash truck, drive all day, go pick up 500 houses, and then go back and go to the dump and then go pick up another 500 houses and then go home at 6 o'clock at night. I just can't do that. I have a different mindset, but the people that do that love it. That's what they do. And they tell me, Dennis, I don't know how you do your job. I don't not talk to the city. I wouldn't want to do this. I want to have all these responsibilities. And they just like driving their trash truck and doing it. And we've had some guys work their way up into route supervisors and ops managers, but a lot of them just want to drive a trash truck. And we need those types of people, and you have to recognize those type of people. And it makes the world go around. It's a really good synergy. And then let's see. The other thing is, if you have a problem with, for example, the driver's not coming in till 7 or 8 o'clock at night, it's either the truck, the driver, or the route. It's very simple. Maybe his truck is too slow, maybe his route's too big, or maybe the driver doesn't have enough experience on that route. So these types of things, and there's more. I have a list of probably 50 of them. I'm going to write a book someday on trash. But it really helps to have these little types of things that you would learn in your type of training, where it gives you some simple, you boil down complicated things into the simplest form. I mean, we do a lot of complicated things. We'll spend 16 hours doing pivot tables on spreadsheets and stuff like that. But for the most time, we try to boil it down into something very simple. And that's about it.
I love that. I love that, Dennis. I love those three kind of key points that you mentioned there about, you know, we'll take care of it. I love that reference, you know, before man and God, in terms of doing the right thing. And then the point you made about how you need different types of people to get things done. I really appreciate that kind of clear, very pragmatic summary there, Dennis. Just a message out for subscribers before we sign off to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the complimentary professional development webinars that we offer on a regular basis, many of them with some of our partners such as SHRM, Pyra, ATD, etc. Dennis, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you around town very soon. Thanks again for everything, Dennis.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers, Dennis.
See you.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.